I was down in Costa Rica looking to fly my airplane down there in the winter, and that didn't work out, so I had done a zip line, and I thought, geez, you know, we have big trees. I could make this happen where I live.
That's Louis Rouleau. He flies float planes here on Vancouver Island.
I had found this spot. One day I was flying over in the airplane, and it was a lower cloud ceiling, and I saw the river, and it was boiling, and it was just white, and it was just touched me as this was the spot where we could do the zip line. So I had talked to a land management bureau, and they had informed me that it was traditional Tlokwiat territory and that I would need their backing to get a lease.
The Tlokwiat First Nation are the traditional owners of this part of Clackwit Sound. Back in the mid-80s, they stopped logging of Mears Island by declaring it a tribal park. But other parts of Tlokwiat territory are being threatened with development too, including this place, the Kennedy Watershed.
We started talking to our elders, and they said, well, this is not Kennedy Lake. This is Ha'ukman. That's the name of this watershed.
Eli Enns is part of a new and younger generation of Tlokwiat leadership.
My colleague, Saya Maso, and myself started digging into the traditional governance values and principles. So it kind of evolved slowly into saying, okay, well, it's the best way to govern this particular watershed is as a tribal park, and to have a balance between environmental stewardship and economic development.
Louis's proposal ended up on Eli's desk.
Louis Rouleau, he went the extra mile to educate himself about the comprehensive land claims process in British Columbia. It was a given for us that yes, this is a good idea, and it was just a matter from there to build the relationship with Louis.
And Eli and I hit it off. Eli gave me a little seminar on how to approach the band council and the chief. And after a couple of weeks, we actually met together, and I pitched my idea, and band council and chiefs liked it. So we proceeded from there.
Today is the day that Louis has been working for, the opening of the zip line. A Tlokwiat elder prays for the safety of all visitors to Ha'ukman. This zip line is one of the first finished examples of how the tribal park can bring native and non-native interests together. Here's Eli.
When you think of a tribal park, think of an entire watershed that is connected by water, by height of land. This is the traditional governance base map.
Eli likes to think of all of those other interests, like Indian reserves, national parks, and tree farm licenses, as values that are superimposed upon that tribal park base map.
The role of tribal parks is to act as a mediator between all of these different interests.
Louis' zipline also showcases Tlokwiat territory to visitors, and even to Tlokwiat themselves, in a way that they have never seen it before.
All right, here we go.
You start out in the ancient growth rainforest and go through a couple of old growth cedars that are growing close together, cross the river. There's a wonderful little trail through old growth, cathedral grove type trees. And then we zip down the whole river, like right down the middle of the river where it's been carved from, you know, the wild waters of the Wenchi. And it's just the sculpture that's taken millions of years to create. And then the last line actually goes under an old logging bridge.
The conflicts about land use in Clackwit Sound are far from over. But the tribal park model is a good start, a new way for different interest groups to work together.
It really is a dream of mine to be working with the Tlokwiat. I really believe in what I'm doing, you know, working with local people and making a difference. And it's time to give back. I've just had such a wonderful life here on the West Coast.
For CBC Radio, this is Jacqueline Wynn in Ha'ukman Tribal Park, Vancouver Island.